So, usually when I try to record things, I try to make it sound like I'm in a kind of an empty box, like a blank room. But today, it's the 4th of August, 2020, and a hurricane or a tropical storm is just blowing in. So instead of trying to make it sound like I'm in a quiet place, I decided to open all the windows and just try and throw out my script and talk to you about the future of this show. And I think as we go throughout this episode, you're going to hear it rain harder and harder, and hopefully we can end in the middle of a storm. So a lot's changed since we talked last, in the last episode. You know, this show is a show that I started in 2012 as an independent podcast, and I've continued it since then. And in 2015, KCRW decided to become the distributor of the show. And what that meant is that they would get to put their name on the podcast, right? The show remained independent, but they would put their name on it. And Beth and I have been incredibly thankful for that support that's come in for the last 5 years. Each year in the summer, we would renegotiate our contract. We would always come to an agreement about another season of shows. But this year, when we did our renegotiation, KCRW decided that they didn't want to continue that relationship anymore. And so that's the bad news. The bad news is that we currently don't have any funding for this show. And it's not terrible news, not by any means, because the first 3 seasons were all produced independently. It's something I'm very used to doing. It's something I'm going to continue to do. I'm going to keep making this show until, well, I get tired of making the show, or you all stop listening, or I get hit by a bus. You know what I mean? So I'm going to keep making the show independently, just like I used to. And Beth has made the very smart decision that she's going to pull back on her responsibilities until the show has more stable funding again. Obviously, Beth and I have worked together for a long time, even way back before the start of this show when we were both working in college radio. That's actually how I know her. I know her from college radio. It's a sad thing that Beth is leaving for now, but it makes perfect sense. And I fully support her decision to go seek more profitable work. With that being said, I'd be a little surprised if you never hear from her again. Beth and I still work together on other projects, and I really appreciate her mind and everything she's brought to the show. So later this summer, the two of us are going to put together a little send-off for her that should be pretty good. With regards to the future of this feed, at this moment, I'm currently working with KCRW to move all of the episodes off of their servers and onto our own. And if we do that right, and I've only done this once before, but if we do that right, that should mean that you don't have to do a thing at all. Just stay subscribed to this feed. If something seems wrong, though, please do reach out. If something seems like you've gotten booted off of the feed or something just doesn't look right, please do get in touch and we'll try and sort that out. But in about a month's time, we should have everything shuffled over to the right place. Hopefully you won't have to do anything. It's started to rain pretty hard here now. I always like it when it starts raining. I'm also in the process right now of packing up all of my belongings, and I'm about to move from Rhode Island back out west, back to Seattle, where I used to live. It's a lot of change all at once, you know what I mean? It's not bad, but it certainly feels like an inflection point, you know what I mean? You know, the news from KCRW is a little bit disappointing just because Beth and I had some really big and interesting ideas planned for season 9. And I'm going to continue with those ideas. I'm already making some progress on some new episodes for season 9, which I'm very eager to share with you. But obviously the money situation is a little bit of an issue. I've been able to find some like medium-term freelance work. So just from a personal level, I'm going to be just fine financially for the time being. But I have been thinking about like the future of the podcast itself. So I've been thinking about like how it's going to work financially in the long term. And one thing that I really want to try that I haven't heard anyone else doing is community sponsorship, right? So lots of shows have Patreon accounts. I think that's great. I actually think that might very well be in the future as well. But I want to try something different first. What I want to do is I want to do like a community radio station model of support. When I worked in community radio, what we had is between each program, we would have a message from a local business saying support for this program comes from the record store, comes from the pizza place, the burrito place, the movie rental place. You know what I mean? These like local businesses where it's like you knew the owners, you knew the employees, they knew you. This like very like small town kind of advertising model, which I actually found to be really endearing and actually effective too. And so I've been kind of trying to wonder, I'm like, can this be translated to an online space? Could we sponsor a ninth season of shows based on the businesses and interests of Here Be Monsters listeners? It got me thinking, like, do you have a business where you're looking for clients? Do you sell something? Do you make something? Do you have a service that you can offer, or do you just have a message that you want other people to know about? And so I want you to think about this, right? Like, is there something you want listeners to know about? And if so, I want you to go to hbmpodcast.com/sponsor. There's a short form that I set up there where you can tell me a little bit about what you do, what you make, or what you want to say. It could be something as big as you're a tax preparer and you're looking for new clients, or you make cabinets for a living and you want to sell them to other people. Or it could be something small, like you're finally ready to get rid of your Beanie Baby collection, or you have a novel and you want me to make a cinematic audio trailer for it that we can play on the show. Things like that. It doesn't even have to be something you're selling. It could be like your dog's birthday party. I would absolutely love to make a sponsorship message that says, like, support for this programming comes from my dog named Daisy. And we could put a picture of your dog up on our website. You know, stuff like that. I want to think outside the box here before we do something more common as far as, like, podcast funding goes. My goal is that we could have a sponsor for each episode of season 9. And I think together, like, we could make the sponsorship messages of this show something that's like a value added, something that you're not going to hear on any other show, and something that fits very much into the universe of what HBM is. So again, if you have something that you want to share with our listeners, I want you to go to hbmpodcast.com/sponsor and fill out the short form there. And if you do that, I'll reach out and I'll get back in touch with you about next steps. Thank you so much for your support. Like, if I can do anything to connect you to each other, I think I've done my job. I think that this can be a win-win-win all around. Now, speaking of connecting Here Be Monsters listeners to each other, the Summer Art Exchange is currently going on, and it's been great so far. I really do appreciate all of the progress shots that you've sent in. It's incredibly humbling to see how talented everyone who listens to this show appears to be. So thank you so much for sending in all those progress shots, mostly via Instagram. It seems also that a couple people have like disappeared on their art partners. And if you've done that, please reach out to either me or to your art partner and let us know what's going on so that we can either rematch people or try and figure out something else. So again, if you've kind of like disappeared off the face of the earth, please do reach out. So just to recap, I want to kind of go over the big takeaways from this episode one more time. First, Here Be Monsters will continue. It's going to continue as long as I still enjoy making the show, which I think is still quite a ways out. The second thing is I want you to stay subscribed to this feed. It's going to be a little bit quieter than usual while I get my feet under myself financially a little bit here. season 9 is coming. It's going to be really amazing. I'm really excited about the pieces I'm working on for it. So stay subscribed to the feed. Keep telling your friends, your family, your enemies, your dentists about this show. It helps so much. And I want you to think about becoming a sponsor of this podcast. It's a really helpful and exciting way to support the future of this show. And all you have to do is fill out a form on our website, which is hbmpodcast.com/sponsor. The rain is coming down so hard right now. I'm going to go outside and record it before I get blown away. It sounds beautiful. And I just want to thank you so much for listening to this show for all these years. It's really been an honor to be a part of KCRW and the amazing things that they do. It's going to be an honor to return this show to its roots, which is as a truly independent podcast. I say this all the time, but Here Be Monsters listeners are among my absolute favorite people in the world. Yeah, it's really an honor to get to make this work. So thanks so much for listening. And season 9 is coming soon.
Medical leave.
Fever unsleep.
My boss.
Boyfriend.
We always
do, like.
We do.
Mr. Graydon doesn't seem to form.
Often.
The fact that he
is having
in this circle.
Likely to.
And I have to
do stuff to try.
Heart ripped.
Into would tell you.
Across the con, so
hard thing.
October 6th. Immortal exists.
An exercise.
About how both
alias
timeline.
Here to split.
He keeps sent.
A monkey thousand.
We get the gear.
You know.
Fuzzy.
His hair is black.
Possibly like.
Line man.
Monsters.